致します。
This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Coming up here, of course, your phone calls about whatever you want. Still would like to play some of the audio from our friends over at Liberty on Tour when they were arrested in Denver. The police state, the police demanding they show their papers, and they didn't. And as a result, they were arrested. We'll give you some of that here if we get a chance. Of course, your phone calls come first. We just finished up a call with Ray in Washington, who was talking about how now that he's retired, life is good. He's already paid all the taxes. The government put him out of business once when he was back in business, and he's paid in, and now he's retired. And yeah, they still take some of his money here and there, but overall, he's not being taxed so much, and it hasn't gone up in the last few years. What can you do about it, right? I suggested, well, you don't pay, but he said he doesn't pay most of the taxes anymore. So
indeed,
it's not,
I don't pay.
Not a big deal.
I don't think I paid any income tax this year either, even though I filed the form.
So I don't know if you
for
feel
you,
comfortable.
It's mostly about sort of a symbolic non-compliance issue.
Yeah,
you wouldn't pay taxes anyway.
If you feel comfortable, or if you feel comfortable in your life, then why do anything? Why change anything? For me, it's about freedom, the freedom to be able to live my life how I want without begging some government bureaucrat's permission to do so. And it's not all about federal taxes. It's also about local taxes and state taxes. It's all force being used against me and the people that I love and people that I don't know. And I think that it's wrong to use force on peaceful people. And I'm, you know, I think that something should be done about it. And I think the best thing that can be done is that people who love freedom should get together in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and do whatever it takes, whether it's inside the system or outside or media outreach or whatever, to get the ideas of freedom out and to roll back the encroachment of the government people, the state.
I heard sort of a futility in Ray's voice. I understand. You know, he understands. He agrees. The government is growing. There's nothing that can stop it. It is it's usurping powers that it didn't previously have. It's increasing its burden on the taxpayer and people in general. And but you know, he sort of feels like there's not much he can do. And I would agree that largely as an individual, it is very difficult to do something where you are.
I think that people in Ray's position are in some of the best positions to do something significant. You look at someone like Julian Heiklin, who's a 78-year-old man who goes from federal courthouse to federal courthouse handing out fully informed jury association information and being arrested for it on a regular basis, having the police, he goes limp, civilly disobedient, the police have to carry him out of wherever it is that he's being arrested up front of these courthouses, and the man has, I think, you know, is amazingly courageous and inspirational to a lot of people. If we had 10 Julian Heiklins here in New Hampshire, I think that would be absolutely fantastic, because Julian doesn't live here in New Hampshire. I'm just citing him as an example of someone who's retired, someone who doesn't have a job to go to tomorrow, somebody who doesn't have kids to take care of that are waiting on him and relying on him to look after them.
Financially, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody who doesn't have the same kinds of, somebody might have his house paid off, so it's not as huge of a deal if he misses, you know, he's not going to have a mortgage payment to miss if he goes to jail or something like that. But, you know, if what you're about is living in comfort, then yeah, there's probably not much that you could do. You could take some of your money and you can send it to different organizations. You could, for instance, send it to, if you like civil disobedience, but you don't want to do it yourself because you don't want to be uncomfortable, you could send that money to cdevolution.org and fund some of the younger folks that are out there doing civil disobedience, the people that do have things that they're, you know, they're counted on for and things that they could lose as a result of doing it. But I think that retired folks should be encouraged to get out there and do more. They've got all kinds of free time. And they got all kinds of disposable money at their hands. They should be doing more rather than just watching TV. And I'm not saying that's all Ray is doing. I'm not saying that's his lifestyle at all. But there are a lot of people that have retired that seem to spend a whole lot of time in front of the boob tube.
You know, and before we on Free Talk Live found the Free State Project, you could imagine what it was like doing a libertarian radio show. It's not easy. The Republican shows tell you to vote Republican. The Democrat shows tell you to vote Democrat. Voting Libertarian largely hasn't worked in the last, well, going on 40 years now since the party's been around. It hasn't really worked. And that's our suggestion. Hey, vote Libertarian. Like, it's not the firmest position. So it was pretty futile doing the show for the first couple of years. And then we found the idea of the Free State Project. And I don't think anyone can dispute that the idea of getting 20,000 liberty-loving individuals in one small state is going to have some kind of positive effect on its government.
The statists are disputing it. They're saying we're going to be gone in another few years.
The statists are hoping that we're going to be gone. Yeah. I own property.
Flash in the
I'm
pan.
Not going anywhere.
You're flashing the pan. Nothing.
Yeah, there's what, 24 activists here in the Keene area?
At least.
They are responding to us across the board. They don't even know how to deal with us. They have no idea.
Don't. And then you've got something like what you're doing, Sean. You're doing the Robin Hooding on a regular basis. So it doesn't have to be, if you're retired, it doesn't have to be the due civil disobedience. I mean, what would you qualify Robin Hooding as? And what is it also?
I consider it mostly an outreach operation to reach people with some of the ideas of liberty, to get them to come to freekeen.com and see what's going on there.
What do you do? What is a Robin Hood?
Well, mainly what we're doing is going out and finding expired parking meters. We add some money to it so they don't get a parking ticket and leave a nice note behind.
So it has to be a great thing for a retired person to do, because, Sean, you work full-time, in many cases more than full-time. You've got a job. You've got other things that, some web work, I think, that you do.
Yeah.
You're a young man. There's a lot on your plate that you're taking care of, but yet you find the time to go out and walk the streets of Keene, New Hampshire, and feed these parking meters, and you leave an envelope on the car that, you know, gives people a clue as to what happened. Hey, you know, we fed your meter. We saved you from a ticket, and if you want to send a contribution, here's an envelope. Here's the... you know, the address, et cetera.
Yep.
And you put it out there for people. And people send in contributions, so it's, as you pointed out before, it's actually managed to pay for itself, maybe even turn a slight profit.
It's no longer profitable. I had to buy a whole new printer cartridge to print up more envelopes. Right.
But still, it's an activism form that's paying for itself,
at the very least.
So this is something that a retired person can do, right? I mean, it gets you out of the house. You're getting exercise, and, another excuse to get out and do something, and you meet people when you're out there as well. You, of course, frequently are seen in your cape as you're walking downtown with the Don't Tread on Me cape, and you get positive comments from people about that?
As a general rule, yeah. The occasional person will think I'm just kind of strange, which is,
wearing a cape, you probably get some negative feedback, but... do you have on this Robin Hood stuff, that this paraphernalia that you put on people's cars, do you mention the Free State Project in it?
I advertise Free Keene. Ian's been paying for some advertising there.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Other than that, there's no Free State Project mentioned, no.
Okay. I'm just, the Free Keene, Free State Project, they get bad press here in town, and mm-hmm. I'm wondering if, you're doing positive stuff. Are they marketing themselves properly?
So, I mean, do you agree, though, that this would be a good thing for a retired person to do? This is one example of some of the things that are already happening. I mean,
I don't know.
They've got the time?
No,
they've got the...
absolutely not. I think that only in, that this is only good because of the negative press that the Free Keene and the Free State Project get in Keene, New Hampshire.
What do you
I don't
mean
think
it's only good. What do you mean?
There's no point in feeding meters for people upstate Washington.
No, I mean here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Everything I'm talking about is you're coming to New Hampshire.
Right. Well,
yeah. And getting active. So the retired people would move to New Hampshire and then get active here.
A lot of retired people
have
families, and they don't want to move away from their grandkids.
There's not much you can do then. You might as well just watch TV.
Yeah, that's the thing. Ray asked, what can he do? And I'll admit, that's not much that the individual can do for liberty, and it's not easy.
Keep your head down. Enjoy the rest of your life.
Keep a camera on you when you can see government abuses.
You can send some money. You can send money to places like cdevolution.org. That's a good idea. You can join the Free Talk Live AMP program. That's a good idea. So support financially people that are doing the kind of activism that you wish you could do.
I'm going to disagree on the Robin Hood thing. You can do that anywhere. There is somebody in Chicago doing something similar.
But what's the point?
It denies the city of Chicago the revenue of those parking meters.
The ticket revenue. They get the ticket revenue, but they get the
dime. Yeah.
There's no long range goal though, right? In those cases, there's no ultimate freeing of Chicago. It's very unlikely that that would lead toward any
not in my life
awakening. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up anything. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of features. They're free, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and chat. Our chat room built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to enjoy it all for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GVICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
You know, sometimes I feel kind of bad about being such a downer towards folks that are in other places as far as their chances of having activism actually make a difference. But then again, that's why I moved to New Hampshire, because I didn't feel like there was a chance in Sarasota, Florida.
And it's not like you weren't doing it.
Oh, yeah. I was one of the most active. I hesitate to say I was the most active.
Because that would
be too
vain.
Yeah, too vain.
It's just true.
You said it, Mark. But I didn't feel like there was much going on down there, despite some personally positive experiences with people that I'd done some outreach to, some success stories, but overall there were no successes in rolling back the government. There weren't even anything that resembled a success story. The only success stories I have were finding some great activists, and those activists have come here to New Hampshire. So there's been a brain drain as a result of that down in Sarasota, Florida. I mean, the activism movement down there, liberty activism, has been decimated as a result of people making the move up here to New Hampshire.
I imagine that's happening across the country. We seem to be drawing all the best. It's quite a commitment to pick up your life and move across the country.
Well, we don't have all the best, but we've certainly got some of the best.
Yeah, there's plenty of people. Yeah, there's plenty of people in their individual areas that are doing great things. They've got family ties, business ties, whatever. They can't pick up and move.
We haven't convinced Ernie Hancock yet from
Phoenix. It hasn't. All the activism in the world really hasn't done that much in individual areas. Government's still growing. In New Hampshire, government's still growing. But we've seen effects here. There's effects in other places. But it seems to me that concentrating people in one place that believe in the ideas of liberty, that are active on those ideas, are going to have an effect. And in the Free State Project, we've had several people elected to the New Hampshire House. How's it going in your state for getting people elected to the state government?
We got Rob back with us here in Georgia. Rob, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
We lost you at the beginning of the show. You're on a cell phone. Normally it's only one call per night, but if something accidental happens like that, we certainly welcome our caller back. So welcome back to the program. Before you go on with whatever it was you were going to call about, how are things down in Georgia? How's the liberty scene down there?
Well, I wouldn't say that there's a huge liberty scene per se, at least none that I can discern, but Georgia is nowhere near as oppressive as a lot of places.
Well, that may be certainly the case, but have you seen a rollback in government? Exciting activism opportunities going on there?
No, not at all. That definitely is something that I'm looking forward to New Hampshire for. My daughter asks me every day about when we're going to move to New Hampshire.
Really?
Yes, she does.
Oh, that's good.
Ian loves that.
I'm glad she is keeping the pressure on. That is fantastic. Because I think that, just as an aside, I think that two of the most effective activist groups that we just don't have very many of are seniors and young people. I mean, seniors, and when I say young people, I mean like high school or younger. There just aren't very many people in either of those groups, because young people typically aren't very aware of the issues that surround society and all of the government and things like that. And then old people are just too set in their ways or they're too comfortable. But I think that when you get out there, you get a little girl running a lemonade stand and the cops come and crack down on it, that looks really, really bad when the cops do that. Whereas if it's a 25-year-old that's selling soda pop, people aren't going to have the same feelings about that. In the same way, a retired person being arrested, an 80-year-old man being arrested for handing out flyers in front of a federal courthouse, is going to just engender different feelings in people than it would be if it was a 30-year-old man.
Yes, absolutely. Young people are definitely going to be extremely valuable, and minorities as well. I mean, I'm certainly aware of both of those.
Absolutely. So, Rob, what were you calling to share tonight here?
Well, about the jury nullification issues that Doug, who's a black person who was having some issues with you guys talking about jury nullification and talking about the ugly history surrounding jury nullification, and those things are definitely true. I do object to his opposition to jury nullification. I think the jury nullification, you know, there are basically two methods which have been embraced by people who support governments in general in the past. There are basically two methods which were used against minorities in the past, which are pretty much pro-minority nowadays, and those two things would be jury nullification and secession, because the biggest policy which negatively directly affects minorities as far as just pure aggression is the war on drugs. I mean, it's not even close to me. The war on drugs has made my life much less safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like my life, you know, I am less safe now. I'm 39 years old, and I am less safe walking around from both the government and from both public criminals, being in the form of cops, and private criminals than my dad was at 39.
Yeah, it's a scary world out there. I mean, the private criminals are out there robbing and pillaging and doing horrible things because they need to get money to buy these drugs, which the price of the drugs has been shot up, skyrocketed as a result of the prohibition. And, of course, you never know when the armed criminals called the government are going to bust into your house thinking that you're some kind of drug dealer like they did with, speaking of Georgia, a 92-year-old woman living in one of the worst neighborhoods of Atlanta. They blew her away. Because
yeah.
She was in the house that they thought was being inhabited by a drug dealer, and she had the temerity the audacity to defend herself with a pistol from men who were attacking her apartment.
Yeah, absolutely. So so as far as that goes, I mentioned one time when I called before that you know, I'm probably this will be the first generation of black people who could truthfully say that they are less free than their forefathers. I mean, I am less free than my father was at the same age. Now, my father was a lot less free when he was very young. You know, I would say prior to being 20 or so, he was a lot less free than I am. But by the time he got to the point where he was 40, he was a lot more free. In his 30s, he was a lot more free than I am now. He was subject to far less regulation. He had far lower taxes. He had far less reason to be just generally fearful of the police, at least where he was.
Now, Rob, that's a statement. That's a pretty powerful statement. And I think it's a statement that you have a greater ability to get away with than, say, I might. Recently, over the Freekeen blog, I suggested that we are slaves. And, of course, one of the opposition folks, the anonymous haters out there, came up with the objection that, well, you know, how dare you even use that term? That's an insult to people who were chattel slaves. And
those people are dead.
Can you hang on, Rob, and address this issue of using the term slavery? I would like to hear what you think about it. 800-259-9231. Rob is with us in Georgia, one of the folks over at LouRockwell.com. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news, newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea.
The testimonials are incredible!
And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features there for free. So enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
By the way, some of those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there, last week of them on the front page of the site. Then you click into the archive section, and you go all the way back to late 2006. All free, but courtesy of HostGator.
That's right. Nothing's really free, and HostGator is the one that's bringing to you the archives. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They can make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own site builder tools and templates right there at hostgator.freetalklive.com. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts over at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that portal, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Get your first month completely free.
Now, Rob Wicks is with us from Georgia. I can use your last name, right,
Rob? Oh, yes, Rob. Absolutely.
Rob Wicks is here from Georgia, and I was correct in saying that you are associated with LewRockwell.com, having been formerly written some articles for them. But nowadays, you're spending more time over at your own blog, over at the Libertarian Standard, which is LibertarianStandard.com. You and a number of other folks. We've had Jacob Hubert on the show before. Manuel Laura is over there also, formerly also involved with Lew Rockwell. So some of the libertarian bloggers that you've seen over at Lew Rockwell are also now over at LibertarianStandard.com. Looks like you guys kicked off this site earlier this year, and I'm looking at the blog posts here. You had 28 in May, 31 in June, 32 in July, and then jumped up to 73 in August. So things are definitely picking up over there at LibertarianStandard.com.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
So tell me about this slavery issue. I mean, as a black guy, 39-year-old black man, so you've got some perspective on history. Is it hyperbolic to suggest that we, those of us living in the world today, are really just slaves on large plantations? Because whenever I trot out the term slave in a blog post, for instance, over at freeking.com, inevitably people will come out and they'll say things like, well, it's an insult to people who were actually slaves. This isn't slavery. You guys have it good, et cetera, et cetera. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you can't really insult any of the people who were actually slaves since they're all dead, along with their enslavers. As far as insulting perhaps their descendants, I mean, that the reason why people would give you grief about that is because you're white. I mean, mm-hmm. I say the same thing. I have no problem whatsoever with saying that. I mean, all that chattel slavery, not all slavery is chattel slavery. Most slavery throughout history has not been chattel slavery. I mean, that's really not the optimal way to enslave somebody. It never has been.
What's the operative difference between slavery as it has existed historically and chattel slavery specifically?
Well, chattel slavery, you're considering the slave to be an owned thing, essentially like livestock. He's property. Whereas slavery throughout history was more of, I'm owning your labor. It's a domination relationship, but there was no assumption that the other person was not fully human or having the same sorts of abilities. He was just the guy who happened to be on the short end of the stick. And it could be me the next day. I guess the moral case for it is not the same. When you start looking at sort of the moral case that's made for chattel slavery, you really end up having to kind of treat the object of the enslavement as a subhuman, as some sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so most slavery, you lost the war. You guys got the short end of the stick. You know, that's kind of how most slavery has gone. But I don't have any problem whatsoever with calling it slavery. I mean, it is slavery. It's just not exactly the same type of slavery. And in fact, going to slavery, it actually makes me think about when I was talking about the jury nullification thing, that the writer actually mentioned that he considered jury nullification to be a barbaric practice. And it really occurs to me that the only way that you would consider jury nullification to be a barbaric practice is if you actually consider the laws passed by government to be real laws. And see, I don't consider the laws passed by government to be real laws just because the government passes them. I mean, what they really are slave codes. They're just they're just the boundaries that they give the slaves. I mean, you know, they've codified it. They made it a bit more systematic. You know, they have some method to the madness. It's not purely by whim, but it's still slave codes nonetheless.
Wow. Way to put it. I absolutely agree completely, and thank you for that.
It's, Rob, it's a reality that if some people that are perceived as being white, I've chosen not to have a race these days, but if we people that are perceived as being white get on the air and talk about slavery, that we don't know what we're talking about. We are the highest socioeconomic class the world has ever seen, and that we should shut our traps and continue paying the government whatever it is we pay them and deal with the subjugation, which is far less than your forefathers have had to deal with. So shut up and take it.
You should be thanking the master.
What do you recommend for us? Because I can't get away with what you say.
Yeah, you can't get away with. I mean, and believe you me, I say much worse than that. but what I would say is, the people who were the black people who were struggling for civil rights during the 40s and 50s, people of that day were saying the same things to them. You have it much better than your forefathers. Mm. You're more prosperous than any black people in the world. Does that somehow mean that you should continue to accept less rights? To continue to accept oppression simply because it isn't as bad as it was some other place in some other time? I say that to me, that means nothing. You either pursue justice or you do not.
Hmm. Awesome. Thank you, Rob. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's all I had to say.
You're just an uppity black man, you know that?
That's the way I got to do it.
All right, looking forward to seeing you again in New Hampshire. What's your plan, man? When are you getting out of the South?
I'm thinking maybe 3 years, I'm hoping.
All right, it'll be here before you know it.
All right.
Thanks, Rob. See you soon.
Bye.
Rob Wicks from LibertarianStandard.com. I just added it to my Google homepage, my aggregator there. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Take control of the airwaves. So we've got the Liberty On Tour video. These are our friends Pete and Adam. They are driving across the country and then back all the way, starting in Keene, New Hampshire, going all the way out to California, and then heading out east, southeast, down to Miami, where they're going to end their tour, their 13-week tour, going to be visiting with liberty-minded folks and doing outreach to people that have never maybe even heard of the Liberty message before. And that's one of the things that they were doing. If you go to libertyontour.com, you can see this latest video. We're going to play some of the audio of it from you. I've skipped about 2 minutes, two and a quarter minutes in. The part I skip is where they're showing them doing the outreach. They're there giving free beers to people at Denver's Broncos Stadium. They are inviting people, if they want the free beer, they have to come into the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, MARV, and they have to, you know, take a packet of information.
They have to listen to the evangelizing.
Yes. Yeah, for the free beer. And it's going fairly well.
Christians don't really have it this way. The Christians can't do the free beer thing. But these guys at MARV, yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, so they're having some success. And they got people talking about freedom, and they've got some really nice clips of the people that they're encountering and they're talking to. And then what happens is one of the folks from the stadium comes up and says, sorry, you can't use the word free. So they had signs on the sides of MARV that said free beer. And I think free beer here or something like that. And so they were told by the folks that run the stadium they can't do that. Okay, fine. So we won't do that. And I guess that Adam made some sort of quip about one of the women that was working for the alcohol control women that was working for the stadium in that case.
Well, I think he emphasized the word free when he was reiterating back to her what she had asked him to do, and she took that as a some kind of insult to her. Okay,
yeah. So
I'll show these boys. I'll stick the cops.
They called the cops, and so even though they had complied with all of the stadium's rules about what they can and can't do as far as giving away beer is concerned, the cops came out, and we will pick up the audio here, which is pretty revealing of the police state in which we live. We'll share it with you in moments at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, even in these remaining moments. Perhaps enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And SACL CAI presents you with this message.
That's right, antiwar.com, your choice, your source for anti-war news and views for 15 years, is having their quarterly pledge drive. You can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com. Just go to antiwar.com/donate, or they've got a telephone number there, or you can donate on the website. It's antiwar.com/donate.
You guys should stop complaining. You've got it so good. Everything's great here in America. Why are you complaining? You're not slaves. It's not like men with guns can come around and demand things from you on a whim. Oh, wait, that's exactly what happened to our friends Adam and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com while they were out front of the stadium, the Denver Broncos stadium, handing out free beer to people. They followed all the rules that the stadium had for it, but nonetheless, they called the cops out anyway, and here's the video, an excerpt from their video from LibertyOnTour.com.
All right, ready? Here they come, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Okay.
Hi.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. We need to see your ID.
That's why?
Yeah, is that you don't have the right to be offering alcohol out just publicly.
We were told earlier that we had to take our signs down that said free beer, which we did, because they said that was something about.
And this would be the other thing is, you haven't asked me permission to tape or record anything.
Well, you're a
public. But you get to ask. Duty. Yeah, but I want you to ask.
What's your public?
Now, what you can't see happening, because you're listening on the radio, is after he says, I want you to ask me, his mouth goes back in a little smile, like he's getting off on the idea that that you know you should obey, you should just do what I'm saying. This guy is sick.
Yeah, but I want you to ask me because it's nice and courteous.
Well,
okay, then this is the next thing.
You came up and demanded my ID.
I do, and I have the right because you've offered alcohol to people that we don't know is underage. So please, I'd like to see you produce your identification.
What proof do you have that anybody offered anyone alcohol?
The people that complain.
What people are those?
Let's not get into that. Let's actually just go with, are you going to refuse to give us the service the last
time? Yeah, I don't have to answer your questions because I'm in charge. I've got a gun, and you'll do what I say. And this is just exactly what happens in so many occasions where when I was arrested for having a so-called open container in a local city council meeting, I refused to allow the search, and I asked some questions, and the guy says, oh, well, I'm not here to argue with you. I'm not arguing. I'm asking you a question.
Right. Or, you know, the idea that wanting to be secure in your – what's the Fourth Amendment say here? Secure in your person, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizure. The idea that you want to be that, that's somehow arguing.
Mm-hmm.
People are those.
Let's not get into that. Let's actually just go with, are you going to refuse to give us the search? Are you going to refuse to give us identification?
Am I being detained right now?
No. We're asking you right now because of what you bear.
I'm asking you, sir, for your ID. Are you with this group?
Are you with this group? He doesn't even know who he's talking to. He's talking to Adam when he asks that question. One of the two men, Adam and Pete, have cameras, so clearly they are going to target them. But the cop reveals he doesn't even know. Are you with this group? After he's asking for ID, he's presuming that he's the guy that is giving out beer, but he doesn't even know. He's just harassing a man with a video camera.
You have the obligation to find out who you are.
You know, they don't have that obligation. Their obligation is to see whether or not you've committed a crime. And if there no crime's been committed, the getting of an ID doesn't forward that in any way. They're claiming that it's possible that they've given alcohol to minors. Tell me how giving you my ID helps you figure that out. It's possible.
They're not going to answer your questions. Right. They don't care. All this logic, Mark, will have no effect on them, as you can see here.
You offered free.
He asks for the statute. Adam asks for the statute multiple times. And just look, show me your own rules. What are your rules that even justify you asking for this? Show me your ID. Give me your ID.
Here to anyone that wanted to have it. Right?
As Pete adds in a title, and I don't think you can hear him say it, but so giving your own property away is a crime? That's what he's saying here. You gave away free beer to anyone that wanted it. So that's criminal?
To anyone that wanted to have it. Right?
Under what statute? Can you just please explain that to me?
Refusal to a lawful order, it can result in your arrest.
You're touching my property, sir.
Whoa.
Guys, come on.
Sir, let's go.
I don't know what you're trying to do to me, sir. For what cause, sir? That's all. I'm only asking questions. Sir, you're going to damage my property.
I'm not going to damage your property.
This is in my possession.
Let it go.
Keep that, sir.
Let it go.
Is that a lawful request?
You are refusing to give me your ID.
Am I legally required?
Yes, you are legally required based on you've offered alcohol to people that may be possibly underage.
Well, that sentence makes a lot of sense. Yes, you are legally required based on you've offered alcohol to somebody, so at least so we were told. Maybe. We don't really know who you are. They're just making crap up. And it doesn't matter because they'll get away with it.
They had offered alcohol to people, but none of those people likely were under the age. I mean,
they have no evidence of their claims.
Right, indeed. And that's what they're supposed to be operating on. What they are is they're infuriated that somebody would say, look,
that's
I'm
right.
not giving you my papers
you
just
people?
Because you've asked for them. You don't have any right to do that. And the highest law in the land says that I'm supposed to be secure in my papers and effects unless you have probable cause. And you ain't got no probable cause, copper man.
Now, the video's title says that Pete apparently gave his ID, parking slips, and Marv's registration to the officer.
And we've been making sure that you do not have any weapons because you are under arrest.
You know, this is ridiculous.
I am not.
I don't know why you're yelling at me. I am not, after he just finished shouting. This is where Pete's camera was taken. Thankfully, they continued recording.
Okay, please stand up, sir.
You have tickets.
Sir, please stand up. Sir, please stand up. That's the fourth time, sir. Please stand up.
If you will get out of our safety zone until this incident is resolved, please just stand over there. We have the legal right to tell you to move.
Pick him up and get him out of here.
This is where Adam is refusing to go voluntarily with these kidnappers.
You guys are using force against a peaceful person. You think that's moral to do? Go to bed at night with
I really wish questions like that would get through to them sometimes, but it seems like they have no real effect.
Nope. Yeah, like the question, is that a lawful order? There's a question that doesn't do any good. I'm not saying that, I don't know whether that does any good. Does it build a legal foundation?
No, they always say yes. They always say yes to that question.
If you ask them, excuse me, officer, are you saying that I have to lick your boots? I mean, hell yes, son. Get down there and lick them.
Everything I say is lawful.
Yeah, that's basically the way they see it.
Yeah. So what obligation do I have to follow that order?
I don't know that does
that won't make any sense to them either.
They'll just say
what's
it's
the
law.
Better question? What's
when
better
I say
question?
It, it's true.
Yeah. What's a better question? 800-259-9231. You can answer tonight or tomorrow, whenever. So they're taking out of the way.
You don't realize is that all we asked for was compliance.
Oh, the thing you don't realize is that all we ask for is compliance. You do what we say, and then we'll consider not putting you in handcuffs and taking you away against your will. That's all you have to do. Just obey, little man. Just obey. Who do you think you are, anyway? What do you think? You're a free person? Don't you understand that we're in charge of you?
Ask me what if. Look at me trying to beat somebody up. And I don't want to do it. Well, I was thinking I morally disagree.
Chuck, you guys out of here, right?
No, we were just going to advise them, get their names. But see, they never let it get that far. You never allowed us to go where it needed to go. And all we were going to do is identify you,
sir.
And let the Broncos deal with it.
I think your aggression told us, taking it where it's gone. Look at this. You can find nobody. And look at you. You go to jail.
I have all the right in the world.
You have no aggression either because you have a badge.
So those are our friends Pete and Adam being arrested at Denver Broncos Stadium in Denver there. And Pete was allowed. They did allow him to lock up Marv, which they didn't. I guess they didn't have to do. And of course, the cop was acting like he was all nicey-nice because of it. There's that scene.
Sir, you don't have the right to lock the vehicle. You're in custody. You have to understand that. You know, I'm trying to be very, very considerate and understanding that you just, for whatever reason, are acting the way you're acting, and I don't understand why. But given that situation, you're going to go with us.
You're acting the way you're acting, and I don't understand why. Why would you little people do this? Why would you uppity slaves dare to refuse to obey our demands? We just wanted to see your papers. Just show us your ID. Show us your slave ID. That's all it's about. Obedience. Just obey. And they'll leave you alone. It's what they want you to believe. But it never works out that way. Because the more you obey, the more they F with you. The more rules they come up with. The more regulations. The more taxes. The more obedience they demand. At some point, you have to say no. So join the fun here at the Free State Project and say no together with other people. Because it's hard to make a difference when you're in the parking lot of the Denver Broncos Stadium. More coming up tomorrow night. See you then.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go. And then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.